Grace and peace. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Nicole B. Simpson, and you have tuned into another episode of Dare to Dream with Dr. Nicole. I anticipate that this year has gotten off to a fascinating start for you. And we are all committed, especially on the D-Free platform, we're committed to being financially free in 2023. This show is designed to bring individuals that are committed to their dreams materializing in this year and beyond. Today, I have a very special, very important guest with me by the name of Miss Tiana Scarlett. So I want to start by asking you to share however much you so desire in regards to the dynamics of your relationship with mine.
Let me say thank you for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. But oh my God, my spiritual mother, I love you. First and foremost, I just want to say that being a part of Dare to Dream has been something different for me, but I think it's because of the relationship that you and I had prior to even becoming a part of this community. You know, I always come to tears whenever it comes to how I feel about you. I aspire to be the woman that you are, the woman that I see. You know, every day I always try to think about different ways that I could be more obedient to the Lord, do things a little bit different just because of the woman that I see you are, you know, and that it's truly an honor to be able to be connected to you in every way. That's first of all. Dare to Dream, it really did something to me, but let me be honest, because of my own things that I was going through in my life, I needed time to heal. I needed time to really adjust to the real world financially, as well as, I don't know, emotionally, everything when it came to getting my vision together. You know, You Are Beautiful, I've been talking about for over 15 years now. And I feel like that is my baby. It is something that I really plan to birth this year. I feel like God is doing something different in me, and I really plan to birth You Are Beautiful this year. And honestly, I would not have been able to even get this far if I wasn't connected to you in Dare to Dream.
So let's just start here, because I appreciate everything that you said. But this is about you, and you're an amazing individual in your own right, to where it is that you're about to graduate with your master's. That took strength and tenacity in terms of pursuing what was important to you. So you were dreaming something before we were able to be connected. So why don't you give the audience a little bit about Tiana, where you're standing, where you are in your life, what are you graduating from, or what degree you're going to get? Because I think that encompasses all that You Are Beautiful is going to be. It's a part of a beautiful mosaic of your life. So please share that part of your life with people.
I actually went to Edna Mann Correctional Facility when I was 18 years old, and I spent 10 years down there. And one of the things that I had to learn down there was that I mattered, that I had a voice, and I had to learn how to love myself. And every day I'm still learning how to love myself, how to put myself first, how to remember that I matter. I feel like a lot of women go through that. We go through this phase of insecurity, not feeling like we're good enough. Even today, I still battle with invisible stigma and different things, but I'm growing out of that. And I feel like we have to be reminded that we are somebody, you know. I look in the mirror all the time and I have to say to myself, you go girl, look at you. You got your master's, you a great mom, you know, you're healing, you on this journey, you haven't given up. And I think those are the things that we have to remember to say to ourselves when we going through this thing called life, because life could beat us up, right? And I feel like I've been beat up pretty rough, but I feel like I beat myself up more. Right. And as a woman and somebody who actually can say, I've been there, but look where I am now, I think it's important to remind myself of how beautiful I am and how much I matter.
Let me jump in for a moment, because I really want to take people through the journey and the fact that you're a prolific writer, you know, which we haven't even gotten to yet. But while you were behind bars, you've been working on you. And so you didn't just come out and get your master's. You were in a program and you are affiliated with Rutgers, those are a part of the big thing. So I feel like I can tell you.
Okay.
But I want people to understand that you were selected, even in the most dire of a situation, you were selected and given an opportunity to excel that many people don't have. And this is what dreaming big is all about, that when you see an opportunity, you seize the moment and maximizing it. And if no one else has ever done that before, you have. And so I want you to tell us that part of Tiana. Okay, you have some time snatched away, but what you've done after the fact is really important and helpful.
All right, so I think one of the most important things that happened to me is when I was inside, I met Rutgers. I met the people that were affiliated with Rutgers, the director. I would never, ever forget this moment. His name was Chris Agins. I am still in contact with him 100%. He walked up to me and he said, "I don't know who have faith in you and believe in you more than you possibly even believe in yourself, because you are not supposed to be on my list. You are not even ready or qualified for this program. But because your name is up here, I'm going to believe that it is a reason for your name to be up here, and I'm going to keep it up here." So what he did was he sat down, he talked to me, he asked me a few questions. And one of the things that he said before he left, he said, "I'm gonna make this promise to you. If you could promise me that while you're here taking these classes, that you'll get great grades, that you won't get in trouble, and that you'll put your best foot forward, I promise to visit you every year when I come to recruit the other students. And when it's time for you to go, I'm gonna carry you and I'm gonna make sure that I give all that I can give so that you can graduate and you can become somebody and make a second chance of your life." Do you think I did it? I did it, not one B, okay? I got straight A's my whole undergrad. I graduated from Raritan Valley, which was also through that program. That's the one that was like the stair step, that was NJ step. So I graduated from Raritan Valley first with a liberal arts degree. An associate's degree in liberal arts, I'm sorry. And then I came out, and in 2016, I was able to start going to Rutgers. And that school alone, just going into campus, I felt liberated. I felt liberated. And I was like, "You know what, God? I could do this." I was scared as ever. I was scared when I walked through those doors. I was scared when I had to sit next to people who were 17 and 18, and here I am, 28 and 29, sitting in these classes. And I'm like, "You know what, God? I could do this." I made the dean's list every single semester. I graduated with a 3.85 GPA. And that was because I could not pull past statistics. I got to be in class. But I graduated and I felt so liberated. Like, I felt honored to be able to say, "This is where I've been, but this is where I am now." My education means a lot to me. My education has given me a platform to stand on. And I feel like it has given me bragging rights because I actually put the work in. Yeah. And I am on a way to graduate this year with my master's in social work. And I also started picking up substance abuse courses. So I became a substance abuse counselor. And due to the fact that I already had my bachelor's and my master's, a lot of the courses that would have had needed to be taken for me to become a certified drug and alcohol counselor, I already took the classes. So there's like three classes that's left for me to take, and then I'll be able to take the exam, and I will also be a licensed, not even just certified, but a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, as well as this year in May, I'll become, once I take my test and pass it, because I'm gonna pass it, a licensed social worker. So I'm pretty proud of myself. I feel like I just gave myself bragging rights to be able to say, like, I've been through that stuff, but this is where I am now, and you can do it too.
And one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on is so that individuals can understand that it's not really where you start, right?
It's
your background, but it's really what you make of your life the moment that you have a level of consciousness of who it is that you are and who it is that you're capable of becoming. And so now you have this educational background that's amazing. And you know, and you're a mom and a wife, And all of these things have transpired, and now you are birthing, and you've done it through the Dare to Dream. You are a business program. So now, where do you see yourself as a whole? What are the dreams of 2023 for you? Because my job is to make sure that you understand it financially. So right. You've been doing a lot of this work, and I know your finances have gone up and down, but you feel like you're in a solid place. For those of you that don't know, oftentimes when we have a guest come on, we get information in advance. So I kind of know these things. They don't need to know, but you know, you're on that right course or the right pathway. So what are the dreams that Tayana is dreaming so that in 2023, we can make it make economic sense, not only for you, but that you might be able to inspire others?
One of the things that's near and dear to my heart is to be able to speak to individuals. My heart has always been towards women and children, but I think as time has passed, I even feel like men need to hear this too, because sometimes they don't realize what it is that females go through when we come from places like where I've been, right? So definitely a motivational speaker. I am a motivational speaker at heart. I am long-winded than ever. But I feel like I have a lot of compassion and a lot of things to talk about that sometimes are left unsaid, because we get into situations like I was in and we deal with a lot of invisible stigma, and then we close our mouths. You know, like, I feel like my voice matters, and a lot of the times we forget that. So I'm definitely serious about speaking more at different events, at different conference this year moving forward. But the biggest thing that I'm going to accomplish is my book, You Are Beautiful. I am so sincere about this book, and it kind of took me through a few different challenges, because one of the things that I didn't want to do is do a tunnel vision on God in this book, right? But the truth is, the more and more I sit back and think about it, the more and more I write things, I find myself writing prayers to God. And it reflects a lot with feeling beautiful and being reminded that I am a reflection of Him. And it seems crazy, but this is where my book started taking place to, you know? And I'm still praying on it. I'm still working on it. I still got to send you some stuff, but it's like, You Are Beautiful means so much more to me than I gave it credit from before. And I feel like it's birthing something more than just being a book. Like, it's so funny, because there's a part of the book that I already envisioned that has like a mirror reflection in the inside of the book. And it's after I already spoke a little bit about me, and it's after I already prayed a little bit. And it's like telling the reader to take their time and look into that mirror, right? And it's like, after all of this that you've been through, everywhere where you've come from and where you are right now, what do you see? You know, because if we can't see the goodness in us, if we can't see the glory in us, if we can't realize that we matter and that we are somebody, we can't expect other people to see it. You know, I'm learning in this season that you have to love more on yourself before you can do anything. You know, and that part, I brought up that part because it really stood out to me a lot. Even when I thought about it and I spoke about it, and I stood in my own mirror and I started speaking life into myself. And I realized in that moment how powerful it is when you really take the time out to talk to yourself. Talk to yourself about how amazing you are, what you can accomplish. A comma doesn't always have to be a period. You know, you might fall down, but it's not about how hard you fall, but it's about how quickly you get back up, or how willingly you are to get back up. And then, like, I made the joke actually when you were talking, and I was like, you know, it's about the finish, but it's not about the finish. It's about the journey.
It is about the journey. That's one of the things I do want to touch on. If at all, finances has been something that has held you back from pursuing all of the things that you desire to pursue, not only in 2023, but beyond, what has, if there has been any at all, the struggle of the financial journey been like? Because people oftentimes put their dreams on pause.
That was me.
And see the economic way to get out of it. And I really want to be able to help you in that area, because you have everything else. You got all of the other ingredients. You might need a little financial guidance. So please just share with us where your position is or how you see even your level of finances, because you're in transition. Well, yes, you technically have already transitioned. Kudos to you. So share a little bit about that so that we might be able to help you here on Dare to Dream with Dr. Nicole.
One of the first things that I learned is that I did things the wrong way. I came out and what's the saying that you have champagne taste and beer money?
Yes.
Then I had from the beginning and I only had very little, but I didn't realize the importance of a savings. I didn't realize the importance of credit. You know, it was like, okay, I need this right now. So I'm gonna get it. And that wasn't always the smartest thing because I found myself living from paycheck to paycheck and I could not keep up. I could not figure it out. And even when I started the idea of you are beautiful in a tangible way where I knew like, oh my God, everything is right here at my fingertips. I could write my book. I have a editor who loves me dearly. Like this is going to get done. It was like, I don't have no food to eat. I gotta go to work. I'm too tired to finish writing, you know? I don't want to keep calling in, hey, can I borrow? Hey, can I do this? Hey, can I do that? I pay you back when I get paid. By the time I get the paycheck, I don't have no more money. It kind of actually took me into a phase of depression. When you have no money, you are depressed. When you're broke, you're depressed. And I found myself back and forth through this phase of depression a lot. Over the past 2 years, 2-3 years, even because I simply weren't taught the proper way to manage money. I spent beyond my means. I made silly decisions as far as let me pay for this right now when Tiana, you didn't need that. And it kept pushing me to be able to just sit and focus on a book back because the only thing I could think about is work. And I was working for nothing because I still would get the check and not have anything.
So let me interject now because I think this is a perfect opportunity for me to give you several suggestions on what you can do to not only continue daring to dream, but to pursue it from a balanced and an economic consideration perspective. I want to start off by saying there are several things that the audience needs to know. That one, you are just recently had a transition at work. And so now you are a full-time employee with benefits on your job. So congratulations to you in that regard. And I want to say a full-time W-2 employee. And so you have the benefit of what will allow individuals to ultimately become financially free because you have this W-2 income that's coming in. And then you also have the opportunity to create revenue for yourself in your business. And so the first things that one needs to do when you're building as you are, the fact that you've had the transition, that is phenomenal. I want to tell you, first of all, start off slow and steady. And the way that you're able to do that is to look at what it is that your company is offering you and maximize on the benefits that are on your job. And so if your job offers you a 401k or a 403b or some sort of retirement vehicle, that is the first place where you can earmark resources for savings. It's also the first place that you'll find yourself capable of getting some level of insurance, not only on your own life, but the life of you and your family. And so utilize what is available to you at the workplace. The second thing that you want to do is you want to maximize on what's taking place in the URA business. Many times people will not give the level of focus to that, but you have a two-part component to what it is that you're looking to do under that business umbrella, which you legitimized in 2022. And so what you want to do there is take full advantage of the fact that you have a home-based business. Look at and identify what are the expenses that are associated. You know that you're going to speak, you are in demand in a certain sect of your community overall, as a poster child for someone that has done well, even if they had a season of incarceration. So leverage that and know that your home-based business will give you some tax breaks and incentives that even if you weren't to finish the book, and you will finish the book in 2023, if you weren't able to do that, you will have several speaking engagements. And so you can use the home-based benefits and all of the things that are reasonable and customary in your ordinary course of business. You can use that to reduce your tax liability in the current year. Those things are just easy fixes for you in the immediate. The third thing that you want to do, and this is a, Tiana, I just need to do it. The third thing that you're going to want to do is to recognize, if I do some level of savings first, because you do show, even with education, you show a level of discipline. You stay committed to your studies. You stay committed to the fact that you know you had to get good grades. When you stay committed to savings in a way that may not be at your fingertip, because we oftentimes will utilize resources that are at our fingertips. But if you have a consistent savings strategy that takes the money out from where it is that you are over time, even if it's small and steady, so that you determine, you know what, I'm going to do $25 a pay period until I can up the ante, begin to do that. You've got to use what beneficial, disciplinary levels that you have in your life, discipline levels that you have in your life, in order to make sure that they cover you in areas that you may not have had that same level of discipline. And I think that if you start adding those things together, slow and steady. The last thing that I want to tell you is two things that I want to tell you is a reminder. Take it easy on yourself. You know, I'm so glad to hear the language change in your life, because you are amazing. You are beautiful. And you need to continue to remind yourself of that, that if no one else says it, you know, you can say, you know what? I'm proud of me. So make sure you do that with regularity. And, you know, if you should have a bad day, you know that there's power in the words that you use all the time. And the last thing that I want to tell you is, keep forging ahead. Your community, the people that you associate with, are like equity to you. And so whenever it is that you thrive and do well, you have an amazing, not only family, but community support. Tap into what you already have. And as you continue to pursue your dreams, you will find that life gets easier day in and day out. And all that you want, not just in one area, the area of education, not just in the business, I am beautiful, but also in your area of finances, you will have that balance that will allow you to be as great as the rest of the world already knows that you are. So now that I've given you all of that, things that you can implement, do you have any final thoughts, any areas of concern, questions about any one thing that I may have addressed?
So in this season of my life, I am tired of just being a talker. I have to deliver on the things that I say, because I refuse to be left behind. And I know that there is a level of greatness within me, because every single time I think about what it is that I want to do and I put my mind to it, the visions that I could see behind it are like scary to me. And for that matter, I know that I say it all the time, I am somebody destined in the kingdom, and it is some work for me to do out here. And I just don't want to miss the opportunity to help people that went through what I went through, just because I'm allowing things in my life to stagnate me, or because of the fact that I deal with a level of fear or procrastination, because I think I came up with it in my mind that to procrastinate is like a slap in the face to God, because the opportunity that he's given me, the things that I know that I'm supposed to do, and I know I'm supposed to do it, because it's not something that I just woke up and said, oh, I'm gonna do this today. This has resonated within me. I am supposed to do this. I was charged to do this, and I have not done it yet. And I feel like procrastination is like a slap in the face to think that I have the right to sit back when this could actually help somebody else, because it's not about me, right? I've already been through it. This is the year that I basically have to level up, get the work done. It's not about me. And because so many different opportunities were given to me, and you know, I know you hate when I say it, but I got to say it, a lot of the opportunities that I have literally comes from Nicole B. Simpson, Zia the Dream, and Micah 7 Ministries. I have to put it in all three different areas. Nicole B. Simpson is my spiritual mom. That is who loves me. That is who, without a doubt, you know, sometimes want to beat me up, but love me to death.
No bet.
This is a business, okay? You are a business and Dare to Dream. This is a business, and this is what you are capable of. And what do we need to help you do to get there? But you better do the work. And then we got Micah 7, my community, who, no matter what it may look like to me, see nothing but beauty in me, and I mean everybody, you know. And I never had that before.
I so appreciate you. I just really wanted the world to know that, you know, even though time was snatched away from you, there's greatness on the inside of you that is budding and that is coming forth. And so you really are the reflection of individuals who dare to dream, but you've put some level of work behind it. You don't always give yourself the credit for it, but the work behind what it is that you've done. And I'm so, so very proud of you. And for all of you that are out there, even on today, if you've not heard anything else that Tyana has stated, the one thing that I really want to emphasize is to pursue your dreams at all costs, even if you must do it afraid. You might have fear and trembling in terms of doing it, but do it afraid. We are all destined for greatness when we find out what our identity is and where we can land in doing great and important work. Our lives matter. Not only do they matter, they can impact the lives of other individuals. And when you're doing it the right way, the financial benefits that come along with it will ensure that you're not only living life on purpose, but you're living it without economic consideration. As always, it is a pleasure and a privilege that you have joined me today on Dare to Dream with Dr. Nicole. If you so desire to be a guest on, I invite you and encourage you to reach out to us on the D-Free platform. And we certainly would love to see you soon right here on Dare to Dream with Dr. Nicole. Until next time.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through Next Financial Group Incorporated, a member of FINRA SIPC.